Hello.
Good morning. You're on the air.
I don't know if I got one here. Let me try another line.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Oh, we just hung up. Are you hanging up?
Am I on the air?
You are.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Hello.
All right.
Evidently, you're not on here.
All right. Let's try this line. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on with Sheriff Glenn Boyer.
Yes, I'd like to talk about the woman who was evicted yesterday from her home.
Mm-hmm.
She had a piece of paper from her mortgage saying it was fully paid, and your deputies dragged her out of her home and jailed her. I think that you ought to stand with the people against the banks. A lot of sheriffs are saying they're not going to do evictions, but you do it for the banks. And your voters ought to know that you stand with the banks against the people.
I don't know that there is a lot of sheriffs that are standing with the banks or against the banks or against the people or either way. I mean, there's a lot of things that we're sworn to do as law enforcement officials that we don't care to do. But unfortunately,
this was arguable
unfortunately, we don't have a choice. In this circumstance,
yes,
all of her documents had been reviewed through due process. And eventually, she was ruled against. And that's what caused the illegal eviction to be signed by a judge and served by my office.
Other judges are refusing to do it, and you did it. That means you're with the bankers against the people.
That's your opinion. I respect that, sir. Thank you very much for your call.
There you go. Let's try this line. Good morning. I'm with the sheriff.
Good morning.
Yes. Well, I was calling to let him know that even though he may think he was right and doing the right thing, I'm sure the people in the Nuremberg trials, those officers also thought they were doing the right thing.
That is a real stretch, don't you think?
Excuse me, sir?
That's a real stretch, don't you think?
Well, I'm just saying, they said they were following orders.
I'm
saying, since you say that you got it from, I believe you said...
So I guess it's your opinion that as the sheriff of the county, I can pick and choose what laws and what documents that needs to be enforced. If somebody commits a homicide, if I think that homicide was... against somebody that I don't like, that
maybe justified,
maybe society doesn't like, that I don't have to arrest that person for that homicide, huh?
No, sir, you should.
Okay, and it's the same thing. I received a document, whether I agree with it or not, it had been adjudicated through due process, and I had no option but to serve it.
Okay, so you're saying that the judge may not have been a property lawyer then?
You know what? I couldn't tell you what type of lawyer the judge is. He's a judge. He's an appointed judge sitting on the bench and made a ruling after due process that she should be evicted.
Thanks. Okay, because I do understand that if the deed, the mortgage, had been passed on to another banker or financial institution, then that bank... Because she had her papers that said that it was paid in full.
Well, yeah, but that was all reviewed by the judge, by the court. That's when the sheriff is saying due process. That's what he's talking about. If she had a legitimate argument, that was the place to do it. But that's what we're saying. But thanks for the call.
Yeah, I appreciate your comments.
We'll take a couple more. Good morning, I'm with the sheriff.
Good morning.
Hello. Going once, going twice.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Boyer, sometimes we agree, sometimes we agree to disagree.
Okay, that's part of America.
Yeah. My point here is, I disagree with, if it's law, you have to follow it, because I've seen situations where if you go through a sobriety checkpoint, or if you've had, a few beers or whatever, if you got a badge, you go through. Simple as that. I've seen that personally. I disagree, and I just tell everybody, remember this stuff, and when next time comes time to vote for the judges and the sheriff, you have the power. I just make it simple as that.
Yeah, and you're certainly correct there. Thanks for your comments.
Thank you.
Good morning, I'm with Sheriff Glenn Boyer.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello?
Hello.
Am I on with the sheriff?
Yes, you are.
Hello, Sheriff. I am Pastor William Raymond. I'm calling you from New Jersey, And I'm calling in response to the seizure that took place yesterday. I'm sure you're getting a lot of calls about that.
Yes, sir.
On 3/24/05, our church and parsonage was seized by the New Jersey State Police Counterterrorism Division and the Salem County Sheriff's Office in Salem, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And the seizure took place about 12 o'clock in the afternoon. About 9 o'clock in the morning, we had a meeting in Sheriff John Cooksey's office, who was the sheriff in Salem County at the time. He has since retired, and another sheriff has taken over in his place.
Mm-hmm.
But the seizure took place, and there was an egregious violation of not only the First Amendment that took place in our particular case, but as well there was numerous egregious violations of various statutory laws that stated clearly and unequivocally that it is a violation of the First Amendment to require a church to incorporate. And of course, if it's a violation of the Constitution to force a church to incorporate, laws cannot be enforced against the church when they refuse to incorporate.
So how does this relate to the lady who was evicted?
Well, the way it relates is that there is a very obvious and blatant disregard for the Constitution in lieu of or in preference.
Well, you know, Pastor, and believe me, I respect your opinion on this, and I respect what you do as a pastor, but I think we're disagreeing in that there is a violation of constitutional law or there's some type of deviance from due process. I mean, all of this was discussed, all of this was taken into consideration through the process, through the legal process, and at the end of it, a judge gave us a legal document that we're sworn to serve. So that's what we did.
Well, what would your answer be if somebody were to ask you why you are as a ministerial officer, and you are a ministerial officer of the court, all sheriffs are, they have no discretion as far as whether or not they can execute a court order. They are bound by the court to do that. I understand that. But I also understand that as all other officers of the court, including lawyers, you have taken an oath to bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution. And this was an issue that came up.
And that's where the disagreement comes.
Yes,
I don't believe that I'm not upholding that oath to bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution. You feel that I am. I don't feel that I've violated that oath.
Thank you, Pastor. We are just out of time, and that argument could go on forever. And let me just say this. Everybody wants to point to the sheriff because it was one of his deputies who did this eviction. You don't like the way evictions are done? Then change the law. You don't like the Constitution? That can be changed too. You don't like your elected officials? Get out and vote. I mean, these are all, and that's why our democracy, the United States of America, has thrived for so long, is because if you don't like who's in there or the way things are going, we as citizens and our elected leaders have the ability to change things. And this fervor is stunning to me because this stuff happens every day. Every day. And I've seen, this was a report about how the bad deputy did whatever. I've seen reports just the opposite. I was telling Glenn before we got on the air from Michigan, where the economy was really bad, where these poor deputies didn't want to get up every day because they hated doing it. They hated doing it, evicting people, leaving all their belongings on the sidewalk. It's not a pleasant thing, but you do what you have to do. And it also, the bank's not going to give you a mortgage if you decide, or anybody a mortgage, if someday somebody decides, I'm not going to pay it. Well, then nobody's getting a mortgage. Nobody's renting. Nobody's buying new homes. No, you know, you're pointing to a specific cog in the wheel and saying it's all your fault, and it's stunning to me.
Well, let me end with this comment.
All right.
This is America, and both sides have the right to have an opinion. What we've accomplished here, at the very least, is food for thought.
Yeah. You know? And maybe there is a better way to do this, but whatever that is, get a hold of the people who have the chance to change the laws. But anyway, I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Sheriff Glenn Boyer of Jefferson County joining us today on Straight Talk 1400. We're going to join ABC News on KJFF.